الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات ولم يغزو ولم يحدث به نفسه مات على شعبة من النفاق او كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله my dear respected brothers and elders we find ourselves at the cusp of one of the most important moments in the life of the reciter of the kalima la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah This time of the year, the month of Ramadan, for us to understand the value it holds and the impact it has on the life of a believer, is that we are all on a journey. We are all on a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have one goal, one aim, and that is to attain the highest stages in Jannah. Not just to attain Jannah, not just the bare minimum, but to attain the highest stages in Jannah. And to attain this, we have to come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a'mal, with actions. And the more actions a person has, this is common knowledge, this is, we all have the realization of this as well. That the more action a person presents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the higher his stages will be in the hereafter. But in theory, it is easy to say it. The reality of it is that there will be hindrances. There will be aspects which will hold us back from attaining that goal. There will be a time, many times in our life when we will be distracted, we will be deflected. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy and grace gives us certain times where we can overcome whatever hindrance, whatever barrier is in our way. And this is the month of Ramadan. For us to understand, a person who runs a business, a businessman, his goal is to attain as much wealth as he can. This example will fit easily with the example of akhirat, of the hereafter. Because in reality, the effort of the hereafter is also referred to in the Quran Kareem as tijara, hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min adhabin aleem. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, should I not show you some tijara, some business that will save you from a very painful punishment? So the example of tijara, the example of business, to a certain extent will be befitting. That in every business, in every field, there is a season. For most, it is during the December period. For some, it is during the month of Ramadan. For some, it is the financial new year, February, March, when the contracts are renewed, etc. But nevertheless, with the various fields, there is a different, there is a different season in which the businessman capitalizes on during that time. That his business is booming. He receives an extra level of income, which he's not accustomed to during the rest of the year. And that assists him during the rest of the year. But when you look at the numbers, you'll see that this person's income for that time of the year was higher. But you'll realize that the effort that he put in for him to attain that higher level of income during that time was not only during that period of the year. For example, now that we are coming to the month of Ramadan, there are very many businesses also that are dependent, or this is their season. That during the month of Ramadan, those that sell dates, those that sell Islamic clothing, etc., during the month of Ramadan, their sales will be higher. But the effort for the sales to be higher during this month did not start today, or does not start tomorrow, does not start on the first of Ramadan. Already it would have started 6 or 7 months ago, wherein the containers would have been ordered, would have been secured, and the payments would be made few months ago. And as it comes closer to Ramadan, already the effort of advertising and the mindset of the customers, etc., attracting the different people towards them will come, so that when this booming period comes in, that he's not now trying to find his footing, that he's not looking for stock, or not looking for customers, or not looking to get his name out. Already when that season has set in, The time for him now is to cash in on that. Likewise with the month of Ramadan, my dear brothers, we do not wait for the month of Ramadan to begin cashing in on the month of Ramadan. But already mentally and physically and spiritually we have to prepare ourselves. That now this is the month of Ramadan, the mindset with which we enter this month has to be one in which we can capitalize fully on the month of Ramadan. And capitalizing on the month of Ramadan, my dear brothers, unfortunately this is the mindset that we have to get out, that we have to get out of. We have to bring this mindset in ourselves, my dear brothers, that the month of Ramadan, when we are entering the month of Ramadan, our mindset should be that our ibadah is not for the month of Ramadan. That we are not Ramadanis, but we are Rabbanis. That we do not worship the month of Ramadan, but we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we utilize the month of Ramadan to come closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the month of Ramadan is not the only month in which we will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first mindset that we have to enter the month of Ramadan with. That it is not that we will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only in the month of Ramadan. One of the pious predecessors, if I'm not mistaken, he was a tabi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, the name slips my mind. Somebody praised a group of people in front of him. And they said that, you know, this certain group of people, during the rest of the year, there is no ibadah found in them. But when it comes during the month of Ramadan, the stages that they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be matched by any other. So they thought they were doing a good thing that they were praising the certain nation. He replies, بِئْسَ قُومٌ لَا يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. What a wretched nation. What an unfortunate nation they are. That they only have the capability of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only during the month of Ramadan. That we should not be a Ramadani, but we have to be Rabbani. Enter the month of Ramadan with this intention that whatever we get during the month of Ramadan will be food for our soul, for us to continue ibadah throughout the other months. In fact, our acceptance of the acceptance of our a'mal during the month of Ramadan is dependent on how we carry on with ourselves after the month of Ramadan. So already we must begin removing aspects from our life which will be detrimental to us attaining our ultimate goal, that is Jannah. Whatever haram is in our life, whatever disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in our life, we need to end that immediately. In the previous weeks as well, this was covered. That when we make tawbah, tawbah is not just asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. But tawbah is dependent on removing something from your life to the extent that it was never there. To the extent as if it was never there. The object of fasting during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. The fasting has been ordained upon you like it has been ordained upon those before you, so that you may attain taqwa. And taqwa, my dear brothers, is not that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only during the month of Ramadan and thereafter live your life like it had been before the month of Ramadan. But taqwa, my dear brothers, an indication that taqwa has entered a person's life. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبُصِرُونَ. That when shaitan gets hold of a person, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Those who have taqwa, when shaitan gets hold of that person, the choice of words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's supported by the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ. That every single human being is a sinner. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. That best of sinners are those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who have taqwa are not those who do not sin. Naturally, shaitan will continue. Like I mentioned, there will be hindrances and there will be some barriers that will cause us not to attain our ultimate goal. Shaitan is one of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan will get hold of them in some way or the other. That he will try to lead you away from the straight path. He will try to lead you towards Jahannam. Then what happens at that time? تَذَكَّرُوا تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبُصِرُونَ. That they take heed, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find as well that one of the hindrances already that is coming up as we build up towards the month of Ramadan, again, this is a test of our iman. When halat, when conditions come upon us, then this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see where we will turn. That whilst we are supposed to be fully engaged or engrossed in preparation for the month of Ramadan, unfortunately there is certain whisperings that are going around, or perhaps a bit louder than whisperings, we may call it, that what may happen on Monday. My dear brothers, these sort of threats, these sort of concerns is not something which is unique to this time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in the Quran Kareem as well. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had far more severe threats than these. أَلَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشُوهُمْ. What was the objective of these kind of threats? Is that they want to instill fear in the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They want to instill fear in a person. And the people said to them, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشُوهُمْ. That the people, the mobs are gathering, they want to gather, they want to harm you, fear them. What was the response of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum? فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. That their iman increased. فَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Then immediately they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. And this we should recite continuously. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only person that we rely on. That whatever is going to happen will happen. Whatever comes is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If difficulty has to come upon us, what is the reason for this? وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. That trials and tribulations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in the Quran Kareem as a small azab, as a small punishment. Dun al azab al akbar, before the greater punishment comes upon us. Why? Because our actions were such that we needed to turn to back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before conditions come upon us, the elders prescribe that we continuously make tawbah, continuously recite istighfar, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not be afraid. The quality of a believer is that he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He fears nothing else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to be in the constant state of preparedness as well. Quranic injunction. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ. That you have to be constantly prepared. How do you constantly prepare yourself? مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ. مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. That whatever capability you have, if you have the capability of procuring something which is quite powerful, which is a means of great self-defense, procure that. If you do not have the financial capability or whatever, there is some red tape that will prohibit you from procuring something, then whatever is in your capability, if you have to take two stones, put it in front of your house, say, I am ready for this. I am ready to utilize this to protect myself and my family. That you must do. It means picking up a stick and using that as well. You will use that, why you? To protect yourself and your family. مَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ مَالِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ أَهْلِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. That person who loses his life in protection of himself or in protection of his family, that person is a martyr. And a person is a martyr, what else does he have to worry about? This is a condition, this is a quality of a believer, that you are constantly in a state of preparedness, whether there is a concern or not. مَنْ مَاتَ وَلَمْ يَغْزُ وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ مَاتَ عَلَى شُعْبَةٍ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that person who passes away and he did not fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or neither did he speak to himself that inshallah one day should I get the opportunity that I will go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect my family and to protect my property. Then such a person passes away on a branch of hypocrisy. So whilst we will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala avert any form of harm to the Muslim Ummah, to the people of South Africa at large. But we must be in a state of preparedness as well to protect ourselves. Not to be offensive, but to be defensive at bare minimum, inshallah. But at the same time, my dear brothers, there is a Quranic inscription as well, that when there is any animosity of a group of people against you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this, and inshallah on this I will conclude, that part of our preparation for the month of Ramadan, the mindset that we will enter during the month of Ramadan with, my dear brothers, we will make an intention that this action inshallah that we will carry this out during the month of Ramadan, if not for the entire duration of the month of Ramadan, but at least for 10 days or 3 days inshallah, we'll all do this. And what is the action? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. There can be no person who's ahsan, who is better in speech. This word ahsan, remember it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is no person who is better in speech than that person who gives dawah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he does good action and he says from amongst, that I am from amongst the believers. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. That good and evil can never be equal. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن. This word ahsan features again. That protect yourself with that which is ahsan. What was referred to as ahsan was dawah, giving dawah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, defend with that which is ahsan, that is better. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةً كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. The moment you get involved in the effort of da'wah, the moment you speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment you speak, invite a person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen? فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةً كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. The condition will be such that that person between whom you and him, there was animosity, there was enmity, there was hatred, it will be as if you were bosom buddies. My dear brothers, we saw it in the past, that when jamaats began walking out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately whatever tension there was began to fall down. Again, my dear brothers, during this weekend, jamaats will be walking out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even those jamaats that are going out for 3 days, they will take those few steps walking in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make some intention. Even if you're not joining the jamaat for the entire 3 days, walk for those few steps in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make some intention that during, before the tensions begin to flare, we walk out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give da'wah. Walk through the streets, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to our assistance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause whatever tensions there are to calm down. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.